Oops, sorry, we have a special announcement. It's very big problem came up tonight at the nightclub. We expected to bring you the Cave Dogs live tonight, as we've been bringing you live music as part of our Live Music Week Festival all week, but Rich, the Thursday night guy, is here to bring us the sad news. What happened, Rich?
Thanks a lot, Chris. This is going to be tough. We've just got informed of some very tragic news concerning the Cave Dogs. Apparently, sometime late this afternoon, the van, the Cave Dogs van carrying all three of the members, Todd Spar and Brian Stevens and Mark Rivers, for reasons still unknown, the van went over the edge of the Longfellow Bridge and into the Charles River. And by the time rescue workers reached the van, it was too late.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music
was. You know, over the course of the Cave Dogs' brief three-year career, I spent a lot of time with the band, and they were without a doubt one of my favorite local bands, and as well as three of my closest friends, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have had a lot of happy moments listening to the Cave Dogs. And I guess all that's left right now is what we have, which I guess is now going to be called the band's final performance, which was recorded here yesterday at ERS. It's the Cave Dog Funtime Hour, and you know, we're sitting here, and all we have left of them is just this tape. So I guess, Chris, we'll just put it in, I guess. And yeah, we're just putting the tape, and this is it. Here's the Cave Dogs' final tape performance.
American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys would drink.
And now it's time for the Cave Dog Fun Time Hour! Welcome to the third annual Cave Dog Fun Time Hour, featuring the Cave Dogs! With this week's special guests, John Ennis, Rich Turiel, Tom Johnston, Mike Gorgo, and his all-girl mom, Robbie and Evil Knievel, Shields and Yarnell, and me, Television's Dave Slappy Cross. This week's episode, Piddly Diddler's Getting Off. As we join the boys this week, they're just sitting around the house brushing up on a few old tricks. Let's listen in, shall we?
Hold still. Just hold still. There, is this your card?
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Who is it?
Mailman.
Mailman who?
It's the mailman. I got your mail.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Come on in.
Hiya, fellas.
Hi, Mrs. The Butt of Our Jokes.
That's the boot of a jock.
Sorry.
Say, is that mail in your sack, or you're just glad to see us?
It's mail. It's in my sack.
Hey. So, what do you got for us today, Duty?
The usual, fellas. I got something from Warner Brothers Records.
Wow,
and then there's something from Geffen.
Oh,
one from Atlantic.
Oh,
and the new issue of Small Cox Magazine.
Oh, yeah, right here.
Say, hey, Mark, how's that chicken incubator coming anyway?
Great, thanks.
Wow, three more record company responses.
Yeah, this could be our big break.
Open them up!
Okay. Let's see. This one's from Warner. It says, Dear Cave Dogs, thanks so much for sending me your demo tape. It's just what I needed to prop up the shelf in my coke room. Please send more as I live on a hill, yours in L.A., Mickey Silverfard.
Well, he didn't say no.
P.S. No.
Oh, man. Well, Todd, what does the next one say?
All right. Let's see here. This one's from Geffen. Dear Fahrenheit? Your recordings bring such fresh new ideas to modern music. Yes, more. Ooh, you betcha. Yes, ooh, boy,
yeah.
Ooh.
What does it say after that?
Nothing. It just gets kind of soggy. Man, can somebody shut that tuba up?
Damn, what's the last one say?
Well, it's a box, and it's from Atlantic.
What's in it?
Let's see, a gun and three bullets with a note that says, Hey, Gavebucks, do the music biz a favor already.
What are we supposed to do, shoot Fahrenheit?
Hey, shut that thing up. Somebody, here, give me that.
Oh, man, Todd.
What?
Shooting the tuba, that's a really old joke.
Really?
Oh, are you kidding? That's been done a million times. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy shoots tuba.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, say, listen, boys. So nobody wants to sign you. It's not the end of the world. Why, when I was in Men Without Hats, it took months and months before we even attracted major label attention.
Hey, Doody, hey, take a listen to our new song.
But the other fellas insisted on holding out for something bigger.
Just start playing.
It wasn't me, of course, that came up with the whole dwarf idea for the video.
So the cave dogs, having opened their mail and shot the proverbial tuna, this just in, that's tuba. In South Africa today, President P.W. Botha declared pumpernickel bread an evil, excuse me, this just in. In South Africa today, P.T. Barnum, famed circus entrepreneur, announced that, wait, this just in. In South Africa today, the PTA and the PTL, in conjunction with the PLO, announced that the PBJ is the official feel-good sandwich of South Africa. That sandwich is, of course, served on white bread. Well, my, now that's a real tongue twister. I'm sorry, that's Chung Fister, who is our special guest today. Chung?
Hello!
Now, Chung, as I understand it, you have to leave. Is that correct?
That's right, Mr. Nellor. Gotta grow. So wrong. See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, Chung.
Thank you.
See ya. Thanks for stopping by. Meanwhile in Boston, the Cave Dogs were arriving at their plush South End rehearsal space just in time to pay the rent.
Well, here we are, just in time. You guys get your knee pads?
Yeah, let's find Fez and Pam.
Well, if it ain't the Cave Jobs, I was just talking about yous.
Oh, good things, I hope.
Nope.
Well, we've got the rent.
Unmarked bills?
Yep.
Cops trail you?
No.
We took the back route.
Good doggies. Hey, you wired?
Here, just take it, will you?
Relax, relax. 1 gram, 2 gram, 3 gram, 4. Hey, hold on. I only count 175 bills.
Yeah, that's our rent.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, need I remind you? $175 is the average 30-day rental agreement based on a 52-week, 365-day fiscal yearly addendum, wherein the subject allowing the pursuant an equivalency period pertaining to a minimum salary adjustment wage staggered over a previously aggregate amount.
Oh, no duh.
Well, figured over an annual congressional pay raise adjustment and the average yearly Nevada rainfall total with the sum amount relative to your seasonal earned run average, you guys owe me at least another 400 bucks.
400 bucks?
30 days, half September.
We don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't, so I tell you what. Just give me the 175 and I'll move in another band to share the room with you.
But Fez, honey, we already share it with 27 other bands.
Hey, it takes money to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, I didn't tell you, boys? Next month, your building is going to get all new wall-to-wall caulking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We didn't
early
yeah,
Christmas. Yeah, well, okay. Now get in there and practice your stupid little Beatles songs before your new roommates get here.
Okay, let's get going, fellas.
All right, well, let's try that falafel number again, okay?
1, 2.
Okay.
Bye.
well. That was okay.
I don't know. Something's just not right.
Maybe we should kick out Todd.
What?
Who's there?
Your new roommates!
Your new roommates who?
Your new roommates! We're here to share the space.
That's a good one.
Guys, come on in.
Who are you guys?
I'm Barry.
I'm Sean.
I'm Noel.
I'm Gary.
I'm Tina.
I'm Craig.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Juan.
I'm Gunther.
I'm Scott.
I'm Steve.
I'm Sylvia.
We're up with people!
You guys queer?
You bet! We're queer for people!
Yay!
Up with people! Do we need to wherever you go?
Wait, guys, you know, we're trying to practice here.
Yeah, you're eating up all our time, man.
We didn't really mean it.
Hey, why don't you guys go ahead and play a song? Don't mind us.
Yeah, play a song about friendship.
Yeah.
Or cuddly pets.
Or buckling up.
Or Alf.
Or talking funny with helium.
Or a craft jubilee.
Or the perfect alien nation.
Oh, Gunther.
Or Rosie Greer.
Yeah, Rosie Greer. That's a good one. I love Rosie Greer.
Well, all right. Rosie Greer, but just one.
Things are falling inside you. You're not excited. So don't take me.
So what'd you guys think of that song, huh?
That wasn't an Up With People song at all.
You guys aren't up with people, people. You're up with people poopers.
Poopers, poopers.
And as
poopers,
if under some hypnotic feel-good poopers, trance, the small poopers, army of Prancy Girl and Dandy Boys
Gunther,
and Gunter poopers, rolled up their sleeves poopers, and gave the cave dogs a right poopers, trouncing, ow, licking them fairly and squarely, and kicked them out of the practice space.
And you take your stupid fun time thing with you.
And so the boys, having had what? Whoa, hey, cut it!
Wow, are you guys okay?
I think I broke my hymen.
Well, let's just go. We've got a show tonight.
Yeah, we gotta get a sound check.
And so, bruised, broken, and rejected, the cave dogs and their trusty mailman.
Wait. Mailman? What's he doing here?
Hey, that's right, guys. I'm still here. You guys never wrote me an exit.
What? Are you kidding? Give me that script. Here, let me see. Here, read this.
I think I broke my hymen.
No, here.
And at that point, the mailman was hit by a falling, flying Walenda.
Ah!
Hey, wait a second. I don't know if I like that
fella.
And so, bruised, broken, and rejected, the cave dogs turned to their only loyal friend, their only source of finely tuned consistency, their trusty van. And so, bruised, broken, and rejected, the cave dogs began hitchhiking home, and within minutes were picked up by a friendly stranger.
Hey, fellas, get in this car. I'm no psycho. I won't kill nobody.
Thanks for stopping.
That's really nice of you. Thanks.
Well, that's the brakes.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Einar Orn, famous Nordic popster? From Warner Electro Recording Artists, the Sugar Cubes?
You bet your head.
Hey, what are you doing in our neck of the woods?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're just trying to get to a sound check at TD the Bears. It's just over the other side of
the Longfellow Bridge.
Well, if this band is rocking, don't you bother knocking.
What?
Hey, Einar, you got any tunes in this thing?
Yeah, turn on the radio. It's time for Rated 8.
You bet. When I'm on Boston, I listen to WFNX, the new rock on the rock.
Oh, great. Tune it in.
Crime or sex is fine for me. I certainly hope you love.
If you've heard Morrissey or the Smiths today, you've heard too much Morrissey on the new rock. Coming up in the next hour, a Morrissey threefer. But now, of course, it's time for Rated 8, where you, the listening audience, get to call in and determine whether this song we play rocks and rolls or clogs the bowl. This week's Rated 8 features the music of one of Boston's most unsigned bands, the Cave Dogs. So why don't you give us a call and let us know how you feel on the new rock.
Asphalt to taste up the street. Sound is rising. Sweet Russian boom town phosphorus spot. Laminated all before it arrives. Sigh somewhere in here. I can do better than that. To mine in the back of this room. Better than that. I can do better than that.
Really lit up on that one. In fact, I still got a few callers on the line. Let's go to the phones now and find out if the Cave Dogs are FN excellent or New Rock no-nos. We got Bob and Quincy. Hello, Bob. What'd you think?
They suck. Next. Get off. So long. Bye-bye. See ya.
Not too impressed, eh, Bob?
Losers. Take a hike. See you later. Off the stage. Keep the day job. So long. Negatory. No.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye to you, Bob. The next caller is Karen from Alston. Hello, Karen. What'd you think of the Cave Dogs?
Yeah, I think those guys think they're hot snot on a silver platter, but they're just cold boogers on a paper plate.
You didn't care for them that much either, huh, Karen?
Hey, Cave Dogs, Halloween's over. Take the masks off.
Okay, Karen, I think we get the idea.
Up their noses with rubber hoses.
Karen, I think we get the idea.
Oh, my sister says twice as far with a chocolate bar.
Okay, yeah. Okay, next caller. This is Rated 8. What'd you think?
Poopers.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think that was a negative.
Man, I can't believe this. They're trashing us.
Oh, come on. This doesn't mean anything. Most of the people who sit at home and call radio stations are depressed, lonely, insecure wretches with nothing better to do than try desperately to throw themselves into the eye of the media.
Our next call is from Mayor Ray Flynn in Boston. Hello, Mayor.
Oh, man,
you're on the air.
Turn it off. Jesus, what a day. Rejected by every record company in the book, man. Kicked out of our practice space, beaten up by a virtual mime troupe. And now this. What's it all about, Einar?
Sometimes life is like a motor crash, like a girl with a bicycle. She's been at all the motor crashes. She looks quite innocent.
What? What are you talking about?
No, I think I know what Brian means. Like, sometimes I almost wish the world would... I think the world might be a better place without us.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wish we'd never been born sometimes.
Never been born?
That's right. Never been born.
Okay, well, you're asking me then.
All of a sudden, as if possessed with the powers of life and death, Einar put the pedal to the metal and headed for the railing of the Longfellow Bridge.
Good God, Einar, what are you trying to do? You'll kill us all!
Never been for one as deep.
dreams we leave, giving weekly advice to smile and keep it that way.
Special Cave Dog Fun Time Hour after this brief message.
Hey, Dorkhead, what do you got in your lunchbox for me today, huh?
Well, Butch, all I got is a peanut butter sandwich and an orange. Oh, but how'd you like a good swift kick in the nuts?
What? Why, you little...
Oh, I meant the candy bar.
Come on, troops, up and at 'em. Time for chow. Hey, what's the matter, Private? Mess hall food not good enough for you?
No, sir, it's okay, but I'd much rather have a good swift kick in the nuts.
Okay.
Oh, I meant the candy bar.
Introducing a fun new candy bar. Kick in the nuts by Good Swift. Crunchy candy-coated caramel nuggety peanuts covered with milk chocolatey Kick in the nuts by Good Swift. Just be careful how you ask for it.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Oh, yes, my son. Well, how would you like a good swift kick in the nuts?
Huh?
I meant the candy bar. It's heavenly.
And now it's back to the Cape Dog Fun Time Hour!
Man, what happened?
Yeah, Hanner, where the hell are we?
You're nowhere, mister. You've never been born.
What are you talking about?
Well, let's just say, did you ever see the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on, with Jimmy Stewart. It's a holiday classic. It's on every Christmas. You can't miss it.
No, I don't think.
Oh, all right. How about a Christmas carol?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, now you're yanking my pud chain. Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. You know, the Scrooge guy with the English boy who doesn't know what time it is. He doesn't know if it's past or present or future. And the spook comes and shows him around with the chains and the ooh, scary ooh.
No, I got it.
Heaven Can't Wait.
No.
Peggy Sue Got Married?
Mm-hmm.
Hello Again?
No. Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, yeah.
The second one?
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one. Lots of motor crashes with the Eddie Murray. He's so funny. Hey, look, I'm Eddie Murray.
So we're in L.A.?
Welcome to the jungle. Get down on your knees.
Knees?
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 No, you girl for brains. You're not in L.A. You're not in nowhere. You've never been born. Can't you read?
Man, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Einar, quit being so creepy.
Come on, guys. Let's get the sound check.
Well,
here we are, guys. T.T. the Bears.
T.T. sure looks different. What's with the horns over the door?
I don't know. Ask this guy laying in the gutter.
Hey, excuse me, buddy. Would you happen to know what... Tommy! Oh, it's Tommy Johnson. Hey, look who it is, guys.
Hey, Tommy, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing? Tommy, shouldn't you be in doing the door tonight?
What the hell are you? Who the hell are you, bozos? How do you know my name?
Tommy, you're gassed!
What's it to you, Buster?
I thought you'd given up drinking a year ago.
Drinking? Me? Never.
Oh, man, Tommy.
Say, you guys got any blow?
Oh, what?
Rudy toot 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 toot.
Oh, come on,
toot.
Tommy, come on, snap out of it. What's the matter with you, man? Come on.
Get your filthy hands off of me, you stinking hippie, sluggy one.
Tommy, it's the Cave Dogs. Come on, you booked us here tonight, don't you remember?
Yeah, it's the big benefit for the prevention of cruelty to homeless local animal alcoholics with huge legal debts.
It's a great cause, man.
What the hell are you guys talking about? Leave me alone. I gotta find a place to be.
I can't believe it. What happened to Tommy?
He seemed more like a lame Foster Brooks in a leather jacket.
Yeah, Einar, what really happened to Tommy?
My memory is not so good.
Yeah, well, maybe a five spot might clear it up.
Oh, now I see you, pig dogs. Tommy never stopped drinking because you were never there when he fell off his little red wagon out of the window into a barrel of monkeys on your back.
What are you talking about? We never had anything to do with Tommy's sobriety.
Yep.
Come on, let's go inside.
Yeah. Wow, they really redecorated.
Yeah, what's with the redneck motif?
I told you twice, you've never been born, so you weren't never there to burn down Jack's. So then when you...
Einar, ixnay.
Well, it's the truth. Jack's became the big fat hotspot and soon ran all the other clubs out of business, except for Titi's. They survived only because it made a few changes.
What do you mean?
Green friends, y'all must be replacing Minnie Moe and Jack.
I don't know. We're the Cave Dogs. We're supposed to play tonight.
Say, Ed, where's Minnie?
Don't know, Stubbs. She's probably got a relapse of the old green apple two-step.
Oh, you mean a case of the dicks of dumping?
Yep, she's got the wins.
Yeah, well, listen, can we set up somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Cow Dogs. Stage is right over there. And hurry up. You're late.
You know, Ed, she could just have a case of the Niagara Nun.
Yeah, or it could be a recurrence of the Belgian waffle worm.
It is April.
Uh-huh.
Okay, guys, what do you want to play?
I think we ought to play something in a country song.
Okay, ready? Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You don't feel the fishes and you, and I say, you just go out.
how's it sound, guys?
You know, she could just have a case of the Tewksbury tap.
Maybe she's laid up with a case of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Or the St. Louis Ark.
You mean diarrhea?
Now, don't be gross.
Hey, listen, something's really weird going on here.
Yeah, Einar, what's with all the rednecks? These people don't know us at all.
Over and over, I tell you, you never been born. There is no cave dogs. Look in the Phoenix. You're nowhere on that paper. Ask the other bands. They've never heard of your ass. How many times I got to tell you, you don't exist. For Deuce's sake, go to the store and buy a clue, will ya?
I don't know. It all sounds so crazy.
Yeah, and her wife, should we believe you?
Well, just look under my robe. How do these cookies grab you?
Oh, my God!
And when Einar opened his robe, out popped none other than Mark's own mother.
Mom!
Hi, Mrs. Rivers.
Well, hello, boys. Now listen, you boys do what Einar says. He's right, you've never been born. Why, here, just look. See, Mark? No stretch marks.
Oh, Mom, not in front of the guys.
Well, it's true. Now, I know it might be the cool thing to do, but you kids should think twice about this whole I wish I'd never been born thing. It's just not healthy.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, look, I've got to go, but you boys be careful. And by the way, Mark, I received another bill today from a Small Cox magazine. Do you know anything about this young man?
No, Mom, I don't. Why don't you ask Dad?
Okay, well, goodbye, boys.
Bye, Mrs. Rivers.
All right, Einar, we're convinced.
I don't know how you did it, but somehow we just plain don't exist.
Yeah, but so what? So Tommy's a drunk. So TT's is a redneck bar. I mean, who cares? I mean, what's the big diff? What are we really missing out on this whole living thing anyway?
That, my little pretties, remains to be seen once.
What do you mean?
Did you ever see the movie Boy in the Plastic Bubble?
No.
Oh, it's very sad. With John Travolta, and he can't breathe nothing. Okay, anyway, you will be visited by a ghost. And not just some cheesy Hollywood ghost. I'm talking the real Mikhail. I'm talking about the ghost of K-Talk Future.
Well, where is this ghost and how do we find him?
I don't know. I've been trying to call him all day. He don't answer. You got a dime? I'll try again.
Yeah, I got one right here.
Thanks. Okay, let's see. Let me dial. Whoopie doopie skippy. Hello? Hello? Pick up if you are there. I got this answering machine. Hello? It's me, Einar. Pick up. Hey, ghost, answer the phone. Hello? Oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I got them right here. All three of them. No, the tall guy's not with them anymore. No, I swear. They're right here. You don't believe me. Oh, come on. I don't. Oh, all right. Hold on. I'll ask him. Say, can you guys do something to prove it's you?
We could play a song.
Yeah, that would do it.
Okay, how about the play? No, he says no way.
What?
I can't ask him that. He says he's not showing you no future till you show a little flesh.
Guys, all right,
let's not
do
the
it.
First time.
Let's see some of that flesh. Oh, baby. Oh, look at that one. Rub it, dub, 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 oh, put me to bed without my pajamas. I don't want no supper. No, look at me. Take me in the bath now. Oh, yes, oh, I've been bad, oh.
All right, so what does he think of these here pecans?
What's that? He says that's not good enough. You better just play a song.
All right, guys, let's go.
Okay.
One, two.
Well, Einar, how was that? Hey, where'd Einar go?
He had a skittle-scattle immigration problems.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of the cave dog future. Say, you guys got any gum?
No, but what'd you think of our song?
It really chewed a noodle. Why didn't you play that Ron Klaus wrecked his house number? That one gives me the pimples.
Then that's not our song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You kiddos don't know about the trade yet.
What trade?
Oh, never mind. So anyway, what's all this talk about you wish you'd never been born? Say, you kids got a great future ahead of you. So what if Todd's an alcoholic junkie? What if Brian has developed a little necrophilia problem? You're artists. You kiddos still got your music, provided you win the lawsuit.
What? What are you talking about, man?
Oh, you mean you still haven't... Say, this is early on, isn't it?
Yeah, well, so what? Maybe it's all for the best.
Yeah, you know, we've yet to see anything that would have made our lives worth living.
Hey, don't talk so fast, sweetheart.
What do you mean?
I mean, slow down. Chew your words a little more. Feel the script. Don't just read it.
I'm sorry.
Now try again.
All right. You know, we've yet to see anything that would have made our lives worth living.
Good, good. Much better now with the music.
Okay. You know, we've yet to see anything that would have made our lives worth living.
Very good. Much, much better. Now, reading on from there, hey, don't talk so fast.
What do you mean?
What I mean, boys, is come with me and you shall see a future that has yet to be. Oh!
And when the boys took the ghost by the hand, they were whisked magically away years and years and years and years into the future. And then back a few years because they missed her exit. Oh, and they also stopped at Donut Dude for some dreamy, creamy king rings.
Und Gunther!
And Gunther. Wow, where are we?
Look down there, kiddos.
Hey, look, it's us. But what's with the camera crew?
Well, it seems you boys would have landed a pretty big deal in just a couple of years.
Wow, a record deal?
Well, not exactly. Just listen and learn.
All right, guys, let's try another take. This time for the big money.
All right, guys, ready?
Quiet on the set and rolling!
Tanks of old Latrobe, Pennsylvania comes a beer that tastes as great as its name. Just ask Boston's the Cave Dogs.
I want if you've got
two more.
That's no phlegm on United.
Yeah, well, that's great. A beer commercial.
Oh, yeah, sure. Think of the prestige, the exposure.
The keg horse.
Will we get free beer and everything?
Well, not if you've never been born, you don't.
Oh, yeah. I guess you get a point.
Tell you what, kids, you need more convincing? Just rub my magic spot and take another little trip through time.
Ooh, do we have to?
No, not necessarily, but I thought it might be kind of nice.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, a little higher. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, all right. We're here.
Where's here?
Well, take a look down there.
It's a hockey rink.
Yeah, with a bunch of snot-nosed kids running around.
Hey, look. Some of those kids got cave dog banners.
Oh, but look backstage.
Wow, it's us, and isn't that Big Bird?
Yep, you boys are starring off-Broadway in Muppets on Ice. And you boys play a few numbers and teach the kids how to get along with others. Just have a listen.
Hey, 2 minutes to showtime!
Hey, Grover, can we get some more beer in here?
Yeah, sure, dude. One kiss sign is coming up, dude.
What now?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. You guys got any blow? Say, I'm gonna get an 8-ball later. Promise, Biggie's doing some pretty bad.
Get the hell out of here, you stinking blow frog. You used to make me laugh. This really bites. When are we gonna work with real people?
You mean Sarah Purcell and Skip Stevenson?
Hey, brother, it's good for the kids.
Yeah, I guess it's time to go.
Yep, it's the big finale.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, and Gunther, may I please direct your attention to center ice for our grand finale entertainment buffet, The Illusions of David Copperfield, the comedy stylings of Gallagher, Tim Conway as Dorf, your favorite McDonaldland characters, and our contractually obligated care dogs.
Ain't so grim. It's steady work. You get to quit your day jobs, and you finally get to play Madison Square Garden, just like Zeppelin. What else could you possibly want?
Well, it'd be nice to be able to keep the skates.
Strictly rental.
You know, all this is good and fine, Ghost, but all we ever really wanted out of life was a record contract. Well, that and maybe a good $3 breakfast.
How about a chia pet? I always wanted a chia pet.
Sure,
you know
nice,
what I've been looking all over for is one of those hungry, hungry hippo games.
Yeah, I could go for a slice.
Hey, look, fellas, if it's a record deal you wanted, why didn't you just say so in the first place?
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, come on and see for yourself. Here, put your mouth on this.
What?
Just do it.
Hey, look, fellas, it's TT's and it's a rock club again.
Look,
That's us there, on the stage. It looks like we just finished playing.
Hey, say, who's that fancy schmancy record exec looking guy?
Well, boys, I didn't want to give too much away. Let's just say his initials are DG, and he's about to make you a very substantial offer.
Oh my God, DG, that's got to be David Geffen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, who else could it be?
All this would have happened tonight at your show, fellas, had you not decided to toss in the towel.
Oh, man, we got to get back somehow.
Yeah, Ghost Dude, we just want a second chance. Can you help us?
You boys have had the power with you all along.
What do you mean?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
Oh.
Is this your card?
Wow, yeah.
Goodbye, boys.
And like that, the Cave Dogs were transported magically back to the present and just in time for their big showcase.
I need you.
Well, this is it, fellas.
Yeah, here comes good old DG, just like we planned it.
Hello, fellas. Say, I really enjoyed your set.
Hello, Mr. Geffen.
Geffen, you must be mistaken. My name's Dick Gaudier, president of the local chapter of Columbia House Record Tape and Compact Disc Club. I'd like to offer you the audiophile opportunity of a lifetime. 12 CDs for only a penny.
Oh, no! Really? Only a penny?
And so the Cave Dogs return to their meager little lives and their trite little pop songs, working their humble day jobs and waiting 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. But did the boys learn anything from their little adventure? Let's listen in, shall we?
Gosh, fellas, we sure had fun in the nether regions of death. But what did we learn, oh wise Mark?
Yeah, what?
Well, guys, if you're rich, I'm single.
In other words, if you can't beat them, join them. Come on in, everybody!
Thanks for listening in!
Good night!
Bye-bye!